Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast. Say it with me, the show about the show within the show. There are so many ways you can listen to this, but this is the podcast about the radio show, and you can listen to it inside the Odyssey app. That's a free app. You can listen to it on your favorite podcast platform. Just search The DA Show, or you can search Permission Granted Podcast. In the Odyssey app, you can take us with you wherever you go. Listen to the show, listen to the podcast, the best of the show, and the PGP, so it's one-stop shop, plus Sunday Morning Football as well is available on there from a podcast standpoint and live. You know, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Why? You came in today, it's game one of the Yankees LDS League Divisional Series against the Guardians, and then the Giants are 4-1. And it's Rangers opening night, so you're wearing your Rangers jersey. And, you know, you're so good at agitation. You're so good at twisting the knife, and you're so good at being obnoxious. It's really, you're really polished at this. And so you're kind of now, everyone knows that you're hyped up because your teams are good, but you're also dropping so many deadpan ways to twist the knife on the Mets fans of the building that are miserable, or anybody that doesn't root for the Rangers, or even Rangers fans that just don't want to hear your crowing this early in the season, and you can't help yourself. You just get off on this.
I do. I really wish this wasn't a skill, but I have it, and I'm going to use it. I'm super hyped. And really, it's like growing a tree, and then you have a branch here and a branch there. This all comes back to the Giants. And now that they beat the Packers, I'm looking ahead at all this positive mojo. I know my hockey team's good. I'm seeing a basketball team full of guys that weren't going to be here. And I'm looking at the playoffs starting with all of your Mets knocked out after having to hear how great a team they were all year. I can't help myself. This week is as giddy as I've been as a sports fan in a long time when factoring in everything. It's like a giant cyclone of obnoxiousness that's going to be heard out of my mouth.
It's the perfect storm for you because the Rangers do have legit Stanley Cup possibility. The Giants out of nowhere are 4-1 and coming off what probably will be their biggest win of the season, their biggest upset at least. They were 8.5-point dogs.
Well, they don't even play another team better. I mean, I guess the Eagles, but yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles and Cowboys, depending on how the Giants look down the stretch, either one of those teams could be favored over the Giants.
Oh, they probably will be, but I still think the idea of beating Aaron Rodgers and the Packers with all the injuries.
Right.
8.5 points. I don't know. To me, I think it won't get a bigger upset than that. I really just don't think that's possible.
And then the kiss of death is that the Mets I believe, had a better regular season record than the Yankees.
By two games, yeah.
Mets win 101 games. When the Yankees falter in August, the Mets are still cruising. They blow by the Yankees' regular season record. They get into September. They finish with 101 wins. We now know there was some water coming on the boat in September. But they're then forced to play in the wild card round. They can't even make it out of the wild card round. And two awful experiences that I had at the ballpark, games one and games three, with just the offense was terrible, everything. So Mets fans have spent 48 hours since Sunday night trashing the team. I mean, it is just full-blown, lighted on fire. Everybody's taking shrapnel. And so with this in the rear view, like, just it just happened, so the wounds are raw around here. You just come sashaying in, talking Yankees playoffs, giddy as all get out, talking Stanley Cup. I mean, the timing, it was like if the Mets were 82-80, it couldn't have been this good. If they were 62-100, the season would have been over months ago, it couldn't have been this good. Had they beaten the Padres on Sunday night, it couldn't have been this good because they'd still be playing. If they beat the Braves once, it couldn't have been this good because they'd be starting out of the division round as well. But you have the burning, angry wreckage behind you as you walk away smiling like the Joker with the match in hand and being like, anybody ready for Yankees playoffs around here?
and I have to say, there's two factors into why it feels this way on a Tuesday when we're taping this. The first being, it is amazing, and I think nobody would argue if you lived in the tri-state area and you may be listening to this nationally, the Yankees, you know, have more fans, but this building and this radio station network, it's just chock full of Met fans. And they've all commiserated with each other. And not having any part of it, I've thrown my hands up. And I actually think I was really on my best behavior through the Mets thing. Yeah, I had fun. I saw it coming a mile away. I knew they were going to lose to the Braves. It was just because I've seen the same Mets story year after year. And watching a plane crash, essentially, is like, I can't take my eyes. This is horrible. I can't take my eyes off it. But when I came in on Monday, I came in so positive about the Giants. I had the rooster hat on. I had the jersey. And I kind of almost dumbly expected a lot of people to be like, can you believe the Giants and Jets? Because both teams had won. And I thought we were going to, like, this is crazy what's going on football season. And I walked into what felt like a morgue. And Pete the Body was the mortician. And nobody wanted to talk football. Everybody's looking at me like, who needs your positivity right now with the Giants? I'm like, well, hold on here. This isn't an anti-Met thing. Like, the Giants just beat the freaking Packers. And Pete the Body turned to me and said, I'm in no mood for your crap today. I said, And I had the Met fans back with Buck Showalter with the challenge. I thought I was being a good person. But you know what? Nobody wanted to hear my positivity with the Giants. And that's when I went to bed Monday night. I said, you know what? You know what? I can't be happy. Well, now everybody's getting the pit of misery. I'm going to be ultra cocky now when I walk in here and the playoffs start on Tuesday.
So the Yankees playoffs thing is a whole can of worms because maybe they lose to the Guardians. I mean, they're not that great. And so they could lose to Cleveland.
Sure.
They're probably not going to the World Series. The Astros are really good. They're probably not winning the World Series because the Dodgers are really good and the Braves are really good. So I don't know how much longer you'll have to crow about that. But this Rangers thing is a problem.
Yeah.
Because the Rangers start by dropping the puck tonight, and they are a legitimate Stanley Cup possibility, you know, has some potential there. And we would then go through June, and you're already crowing. And you have now called this the most talented NHL team in 25 years.
Getting everybody up on their feet.
To which point, listeners have pointed out that the Red Wings of the 2000s had 9 Hall of Famers on them.
Well, we don't know where some of these guys end up yet on the Rangers. They're that deep.
You're calling this a 68-win, 8-loss season with a couple of ties thrown in there, which would be, like, historically dominant.
I think they can be historically dominant. That's how pumped I am.
And you've called them the Golden State Warriors. The Kevin Durant Warriors of the NHL.
I believe that.
Which is amazing because none of them are surefire Hall of Famers yet. None of them. They've had one playoff run, and you are comparing them to the single greatest basketball team ever assembled.
You could see they're like the Splash Brothers of hockey. You could see this coming a mile away.
Come on.
And there's no way of proving me wrong until the end of the year, so here we go.
Isn't it funny, though, that we were just clowning your dad, and even you were clowning your dad for saying the Giants could run the table, which is outrageous optimism, and now you're doing the same exact thing about the Rangers.
But here's the difference. We all know there's eventually an end game to how good the Giants could be talent-wise, and they're building something and woke him up. They might be a Super Bowl team in 2-3 years. even the hardest experts would tell you the Rangers really could win the Stanley Cup this year. So I think that's the beauty of this. Prove me wrong. Talk to me in June, and we got a long way to go. We haven't even done trick-or-treating yet.
You can't keep up this level of optimism, though, or bragging, because it's going to break Pete. It is going to... Today, we have to insert this clip right here.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm serious. I'm with Pete. I'm out.
I can't. He's in here badgering me and egging me on during that whole interview. It's ridiculous. It's just total nonsense.
Oh, so I could be miserable all the time. I'm happy. I'm pumped up.
You're egging me on. You're saying, let's go get some nachos for the game tonight. You know I'm not watching a damn game.
I said 1 o'clock at work. Let's go watch Braves-Phillies. Nice little matchup.
Shut up.
Go grab a couple beers. Nah, I went out with friends.
You really are the worst.
People take off today. It's the first day of the playoffs.
Shut up.
That is the sound of Pete breaking when he's going, shut up. You need to shut up. I mean, he can't digest emotionally what you were doing to him.
Well, I mean, Pete was the same guy basically ready to order every Met postseason sweatshirt, hat, T-shirt. It's already been taken away from him.
I know.
It's been taken away
from him. In 3 days. 72 hours.
In 3 days. He didn't even have a work day to get through to recap anything. It was gone
in a weekend.
Gone in a weekend. He hates the Yankees, hates the Braves, hates the Phillies, and has to deal with the players actually really feeling like they're actually starting, and he's not a part of it after all year saying they were the best Met team since '86.
Well,
it triggers him. He can't take it.
Today, you know, this goes back to after the Braves game, after the Braves got swept, as I said on last week's pod, I was able to come in and do a radio show because I could separate my Mets fandom from the job at hand. The job at hand is we need to serve 50 states, every fan base. We have to be national, and we can't be involved in the indulgence of New York all the time, which is a real problem for some people here in New York. You know, you just can't get out of your own way. But I really try hard to do it. And then today, I was mentioning the two late games. I think it was specifically Guardians, Yankees, Padres, Dodgers. And I said to our guest, Jones McFly, who does baseball coverage at John Boy Media, I was like, those are two really fun games and really fun series. And Pete yells, two fun series? It's fun series. Oh, yeah, great games. I won't be watching any one of those. I hate those teams. And I'm like, I can't come on the radio and be like, I'm not watching the playoffs anymore because my team's not in it. I can't do that. I've got a job to do.
But he can't let it go.
But Pete will not watch the rest of the playoffs.
Oh, he finally told me. Because look, if he really wanted to go out for a beer, you know, I could wait and pick up my kids. We could watch a little Phillies Braves. I offered it to him. No interest. Not watching a single pitch. Will not indulge. Will not watch the World Series. This postseason's a disgrace, I was told.
We have a job to do. Yeah. We work on a national radio network.
And this he could be Mr. Baseball. You know, me and you might miss something. He could easily chime in. Did you see that coaches challenge something? But we can't even count on Pete. Pete's got nothing for us. He's not watching the baseball playoffs. So I hope he's on top of NBA opening night.
So we have Jones McFly in. And during this, I'm interviewing him. He's in studio. And you are needling Pete the entire time. What are you saying to Pete behind the scenes?
Well, you keep breaking down the series or whatever, and I keep bringing up, you know, random things that subtly relate to the Mets without mentioning the Mets. Like, you mentioned the Phillies. I'm like, oh, Syndergaard-Wheeler, that's a good 1-2 duo to have in the postseason here. The Padres-Mets stuff. You know, Padres, I mean, look how good their pitching is in that wild card round. I think they really could help out the Dodgers. I mean, I think they could really take down the Dodgers. Then, of course, there's the Yankee stuff, too, where it's just like, you know, New York really needs this with the Yankees. They really need, and everything I'm saying is like throwing like a cold water shower on him. He's getting agitated. And I finally just said, Pete, you know, we rarely get a day like this. We get out of work early. It's Phillies, Braves. Like, that's a big deal. Let's go to a Buffalo Wild Wings, grab a beer. We'll pick up the kids a little late today. Oh, you think I'm watching that? You think I'm watching that? What are you, nuts? I'm not watching a damn pitch in that series. Of course, being the two Met rivals playing in the playoffs.
The 87-win Phillies are still playing, and the 101-win Mets aren't. It's just poetically pathetic.
And again, some of you might be calling me a bully. If you think First of all, I've had the Piggy Doodle Dandy stuff rubbed in my face for years on the show. And if you think Pete, after the Subway Series when the Mets beat the Yankees for two games, what do you think I dealt with behind the scenes? Yankee team's not that good. They're not that good. I mean, it doesn't matter who was pitching. Not. That's all I had to hear from for 2 days. So guess what? Stick it.
The thing about New York, as you can tell, is that no matter what team's doing well, half the city is miserable. Which is so different than anywhere else. This today in Atlanta, today in Philly, today in Seattle, today in San Diego, today in Cleveland, everybody's all in. Optimism, excitement, and if they lose the next day, the entire city is upset.
Yeah, you're not getting that service center moment in Seattle with the Mariner comeback today. You might get punched in the face tonight if you're at a service center and the Yankees have a big run. It could be a Met fan that comes out and actually decks you. Like, that won't happen in Seattle.
There is nothing like a city unified over sports, and it can't happen here because half of the city, half of the region, resents the other people so much. It's like Alabama-Auburn, but in every sport all the time. So you just can't ever be too happy because somebody else is going to be mad about you. You can't be, you know, you can't ever let your guard down because somebody's going to rub it in your face that you're not the one that's winning.
Yeah. I remember distinctly when I was younger, the Yankees were on the runs. My dad was flying a Yankee flag. The house got egged after one of the World Series, and the flag got taken. There's a lot of Met fans in the neighborhood. So things get vicious.
Last week on Side B of the PGP, you had a deep dive with Bogish about what he would tell younger hosts around here or younger update anchors. And I'm wondering, has he done what he said he was going to do?
I don't know.
Mentoring young anchors?
I will have to ask him on Side B. And I don't know if that's going to be a long answer, a short answer, if we get anything out of him. I can honestly tell you I don't know. Bogish was actually doing some extra Met responsibilities on Monday and Friday. So my conversations off air with Bogish have been very few and far between since that Side B of the PGP. So I, like you, will learn in real time on Side B. What do you think, though?
I don't think he did. I think my sense, and I was interested to hear when he told you that he, like, kind of mentored some younger update anchors early on in our tenure as CBS Sports Radio, but doesn't really do it anymore. I was like, oh, that would be great. I mean, if I was management, I would tell Bogish, hey, Bogues, if you want to take that mantle, he's the best we got.
Yeah.
So, and he's got great training, a great education. We're going to pay you to be our mentor on the update guys. And this is how we're going to do it. And I think he'd be amazing at it. And I was like, oh, he's already done it just because he's a good teammate. They should take advantage of it. But I don't think he reached out to Captain Jack. I don't think he did.
Well, he did say, though, that he thinks Captain Jack has a really bright future. I mean, that was some really revealing stuff inside B. You might think all we do is trash the youngsters around here. I mean, Bogish basically acted like an MLB general manager, took a flyer and got a third round and was developing him in the system. I mean, he really spoke highly about his, I see big things, I think was the quote.
I know, and I was surprised by that, but considering there's been such a run of mistakes and miscalculations by Captain Jack.
Yeah, I think that was Bogish's concern. I think Bogish's concern is that he's out on a platform that is setting him up for fail. Like, he's not ready for the bigs, but he thinks if he was in a spot ready for that, he would be really good.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it shows you. I mean, Bogus is going to give you a fair answer. He's not ready. He's not going to pile on just to pile on.
Well, I'd like to know if he reached out to Captain Jack, because I hope he did, because it sounds like he actually cares, and that would be great. But I don't know if he's going to follow through.
If he didn't, he will use the excuse, I had extra work this week with the Mets. That would be my guess.
Or he was just saying it as kind of a, I need to talk to this guy, but it was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
No, I don't think that was tongue-in-cheek. No. I looked at him in the eyes. He was serious.
Okay.
I really don't think that was tongue-in-cheek. That's interesting that you thought that by listening to it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he really is going to follow through with that.
All right. Well, regardless, don't turn this off after Side A, because I will ask this on Side
right.
B.
Two young Diaper D aliens that stepped up in a big spot was the last month. Andrew Kaplan out with paternity leave, and Kevin Wall and EJ Stewart stepped in. They took over the simulcast. You know, they weren't as skilled as Cap, not as experienced as Cap, but what I kept seeing on Twitter was, thank Kevin and EJ. They're doing a great job. The simulcast is going, and we really appreciate it. I think that there was a lot of people wondering, will we even have a simulcast when Cap is out for a month? And when they saw that it, and maybe it was 75% of what it usually is, at times probably 90%, that it was that good quality and we still had it, I think they were thrilled.
And I think we need to actually go back 5 weeks in time where you, me, I guess not Pete, Bogus, we all learned that Cap is having a baby 3 days before he has a baby.
That's right.
We didn't have these long training sessions to prepare for replacing Cap. So to think about being put in that spot and watch guys get better. It was a good lefty-righty platoon, EJ and Wall. They got better with their at-bats. And by the end, again, Kaplan, he's just on another level that is unfair to hold young guys to a standard of. Could Kevin Wall or EJ, after 2-3 years of doing this, get that level? Sure, they could. Mm-hmm. That's how long it took Cap to get to the level he's at.
Well,
Cap was really good early on, but with the stuff we see now, he evolved throughout.
Yes, yes.
Once he perfected something, he went on to something else. And that's why it's a masterpiece now.
Yeah.
Those guys could possibly do that. I mean, you might be talking about a Hall of Famer that could never be as good, whatever. But, those guys did such a good job in a month. There's no doubt about it. There's no complaints. I mean, Kevin Wall even embraced some of his mistakes early on. We got empty chair shots, okay? That kind of became a funny thing behind the scenes. Wall shooting an empty chair. And then, 2 weeks in, there were no more empty chairs. And he had it right.
I know. They started developing graphics, full screen graphics. They got the hang of Photoshop. They got the hang of editing. Camera switches, everything. They even when I was doing the home studio shows and put me up on Zoom, I mean, they really nailed everything. And by the end, this is the greatest compliment I could pay. I did not watch the simulcast as I was doing the show. Early on, I was watching to make sure if there was mistakes made, I can go back and say, hey, let's adjust this. It should look like this. I was so confident that they were doing a good job by the end that I didn't even watch it to distract me during the show.
Yeah, and I kept track because I like monitoring the Twitch stream, but no, I thought it was great. Yeah, outside of random times where I would just see an NFL shield or an NCAA logo and some of the graphics that were very basic, other than that, I thought everything looked the same to me.
And the listeners really were appreciative because I think they worried that there was going to be no simulcast.
Yeah, but that was never an issue. And, of course, even the cutting up the clips after the show, having funny moments on Instagram and Twitter put out. I mean, we didn't miss a beat. It wasn't the same, of course, but we didn't miss a beat.
No. It's been really impressive. So great job by those two guys.
Well, just a quick follow-up. On that note, how about the fact that we're 2 mornings into seeing Cap, we still haven't gotten one good morning?
Cap is the man of mystery. He's back after a month. We haven't seen him. We don't have much of an update from him. We got a few brief text messages during the course of that month. He comes in Monday. You're sitting in the newsroom. So is Pete. So is Bogues.
Yeah.
And Cap blows by you, doesn't even pause to say good morning.
Comes through the back door. We could see there's a back door entrance. He purposely was he went out of his way not to say hello. Most of us, there's a front entrance. Everybody comes through. He went through a back entrance. No hello. I had to go back hour three of the show. Hey, Pops, how you doing? How's dad life or whatever? And he was he's very tired and grumpy.
Yeah.
Very tired. And I saw him again today with Joe's McFly in studio. And it was, Cap, can you take pictures here? I've been up since 2 a.m. This is the worst, Well, that's funny because I was getting made fun of when I was making comments like that by you, Cap. But he's very tired. And it's understandable. Newborn, again, for anybody who's never had it, the newborns are the worst. It's the greatest thing in the world, but it's rough. You don't sleep a lot. And I think Cap just doesn't want to be bothered with anybody. I think he just wants to ease in the morning.
So how did you handle getting up at 3 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning with newborns?
Well, again, my wife does a really good job. And
then
sure
you watch games at night.
It's tough. So there was kind of an understanding that during the week, if I have to get up early, you handle all the overnight feedings. But inevitably, your significant other is going to get extremely tired at some point. There would be times I woke up a half an hour earlier to do a feeding, hour earlier. But then on the weekends, I never got the opportunity to sleep in. There was no making up for getting early. Then I was up all night through the weekends. And then by the end, you're just zonked. You wait for that one magical night when they finally sleep 10 hours, 9 hours, 12 hours. It happens. And then a lot of times they say it never looked back. It happened with both my kids. Where it was wait a minute, nobody woke me up. And that was it. And then once you get past that, the diapers, the forgetting stuff and getting nagged at, the toys, the loading up a car like it's a U-Haul truck, you could do all of that if you sleep. But Cap's seen it now. The non-sleeping during those first couple months, it's the worst. The absolute worst.
Can you explain to me, well, how funny was Monday's show where we had two terrible phone calls off the top? And it hammered home and reaffirmed every one of Pete the Body's concerns about taking phone calls.
Well, did it, though?
The first two.
The first two hammered home.
So just, okay. I want to start there. We had two phone calls. One was a story about a theory that going back to the 70s, NFL referees were in cahoots with bookies, and that's why they were screwing over calls.
Yeah, correct. Made a lot of sense.
It was a really bad call. I like those calls because they meander. They're ridiculous. I think the audience knows they're ridiculous, so I keep kind of peppering them and egging it on. But it was so bad, and Pete was so upset. He just hated it. And we've always had this kind of like tug of war within the show. I like calls, but I get why Pete's annoyed by him. But Pete hates calls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hates.
Can't stand them.
And so if Pete's in charge of answering calls, putting up calls, he's just going to purposefully ignore them. And there's something to be said for it because, frankly, if you're listening to a really good radio show and the hosts are on and you've got good guests and good audio, that should be better than a call.
Yes. I'm going to defend Pete here for a second. The other part of Pete with the phone calls, which I got on him during the pandemic stuff in a fun way, but he took a turn. And he's right about this because I answer a lot of the calls too. For some reason, the majority of our phone callers don't end up on the air because they start the call with this. I don't want to get on the air, but like we got to tell you something that either you already know or we already know. We get, I'm not kidding, six of those a day. Where people just don't want to get on the air for whatever reason. And I think that fatigues Pete into not answering the calls. How many times am I going to answer the same stupid call? Let DA know that it was 3rd and 10. You know, get lost. Get lost. We get those calls. Okay.
So we have these two calls off the top, and Pete is beside himself. And he actually puts his hands into a fist. Now, this is the day after the Mets have been eliminated. So yeah. He is salty. And he puts his balls in the fist, and he closes his eyes and yells. Like the Warhead logo, his head exploding out of the top. Like, I was scared. Did you ever see, what's that Pixar film where everybody's in emotion?
Oh, is it just emojis?
No. They all are characters of emotion. So one is sadness, one is joy.
Why did I think that was the emoji movie? But
Inside
Out.
Oh, okay. Is it Inside Out?
Let me see.
No. It's not. It's something like that.
All right. I'm going to look it up now. Keep talking.
Yeah. So in this, I think it's Lewis Black plays anger, and he is like a fiery red character.
You're right. It is Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Yeah.
So these characters play all of your emotions inside the head of a little girl. And it's an excellent movie, and it kind of, like, teaches you a lot about, like, how your emotions work and how they drive your brain functions and your rest of your life. And it's for kids, but it's really interesting. And Lewis Black plays anger, and every time that something sets him off, his head turns into a fire and just, like, burns, and he just goes, "Aah!" And that was Pete. And I'm like, whoa, Pete is so wound up because of the Mets today that a bad phone call, which he usually is annoyed by, becomes fury. And I was like, we got to turn this around because we can't walk on eggshells the whole day.
You could walk on eggshells. I wasn't. I was embracing it. I could have done six more bad phone calls.
So I said, you know, and during the course of a show, we sporadically get a few phone calls here or there. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Most of them are kind of annoying, but like, it's good. I like that type of thing.
You shouldn't be deterred from calling because you hear bad callers.
Yeah.
Assume you have a good take.
So I just said, you know what, to the listeners out there, to the D-Aliens, please call and please have a reasonable sports take. I don't care what it's about, but just please have a reasonable take. And I want to make sure we let Pete know that phone calls don't have to be awful today. And wouldn't you know it, bing, 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 full bank of phone lines. We ripped through maybe 10 in a row or so. And they were all really good. And it goes to show you, like, a bad phone call is usually a person that's kind of out to lunch, just hears a radio show and is like, I'm going to call for this dopey theory from the 1970s of gambling and refs, right?
Or that Brady is such a big baseball fan that he wants to emulate Albert Pujols and go back to New England.
That was the other one.
Yeah.
The people that aren't told we want good phone calls are the type of people that have bad phone calls. But when you say, I need good phone calls, the people that have good takes are then activated to give the good takes. So that's a very good learning lesson.
Yeah, and we got a lot of good takes. And then Pete was yelling at me as I'm answering the phones because I'm usually pretty good in between when I know I'm not needed on the air of cutting up stuff, epic fail or whatever. Pete's like whipping me like I'm a horse. How's it like that to work, huh? Yeah, keep answering those phones. Like he was like barking at me because I had, you know, needled him about the Mets to start and he didn't like that I was wearing the rooster hat with the Giants. Yeah, not a clown now working, huh? Pete was like all over me when I was answering those calls because he could see the moment, you know, you hung up one, the light would flash again. He got a real kick out of me having to work those phones, man. He really did. It was intimidating.
He was a ball of fury on Monday.
Totally. He was in no mood for anything.
No.
Other sports didn't. And think about it. He's a Jet fan. The Jets just beat the Dolphins. Zach Wilson
40 points they put up.
Said it didn't matter. Might as well have been 4 days ago. This was the Met year. This was everything. Until it wasn't.
Well, I just got to tell you, I mean, people are hammering you in this newsroom about your Stanley Cup prediction. The Rangers are going to win, 68 games?
Yeah, I think they're going to win at least 60-plus. But I put the number at 68. I'll stand by it.
Oh, no.
I'm not doing something stupid like 82-0. I'm just saying I think they're going to be, like, incredibly good.
And the whole newsroom's already just like, come on, shut up, man. Why are you saying this? Even Rangers fans are like, shut up.
Because they don't want to hear any positivity right now. It's still Met Mortem around here. Enough. Move on. Our lives. Let's go.
No, because you can't just be like, I think we're going to be good. I'm excited about the season. You have to go so far.
Because I'm tired of the tempered BS. Let's go here. Let's raise the bar around here. Raise the bar. Look what just happened with the Mets. Raise the bar. Let's not be afraid to be pumped up and excited about our team. That's a loser mentality. I'm getting bold here. Let's go.
Yeah, but you have said you don't think the Yankees are winning the World Series, so you're not doing that with the Yankees.
So doesn't that give me more credibility on the Rangers then?
Well, why?
I'm not just handing out championships left and right.
Well, why do you want to be bold and set a new bar? Are you because like, the Yankees are going to lose to the Astros?
Because nobody expects the Yankees to win the Astros. People do expect the Rangers to win the Stanley Cup. I'm going with that. I'm riding that horse. I'm jumping on. Let's go. I don't care if I got to lay the juice. I don't care if it's minus 120. We're going to do this. We're going to force it, the energy on it and make it happen. Yeah, look at how Pete looks these last 2 days. You want to be Pete? I don't want to be Pete. I want to be me. I want to be cheering.
Okay, well, this is going to be a long hockey season. Canadian bacon is...
6 months away?
6 months away, 5 or 6 months away, but you can already smell it cooking.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's on the griddle. It's on the griddle.
Okay, that's side A. Here comes side B.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Howdy doody do, howdy doody day, howdy doody do, we're here on a Tuesday. Hello, Andrew Bogus, the PGP is here. It is here, it is here, what a year it is. Hello.
So I can't sing with you, but I was dancing. Didn't have my microphone on because I was dancing, but here I am now.
How are you?
Oh, I was better about 13 seconds ago.
Hold me closer, Hawaiian Tony Danza.
Are you drunk again?
I'm not, man. I'm in a good mood.
I've heard.
I'm in a really good mood.
You should be. The foursome's in play.
We are. It is. And as somebody on Twitch alluded to, I have a better shot of a foursome with my wife, Mila Kunis, and Fart in a Jar Lady than I do with the Nets, Rangers, Yankees, and Giants all winning a championship. But this is as excited as I've been a sports fan in a long time. Pete the Body's not as excited right now. We just heard that breakdown in Side A. I do have some clerical questions to get to, but first, your overall thoughts on Pete's angst as you were not in Monday and seeing him on Tuesday.
Yeah, I feel Pete's angst because you have, thank God I wasn't here Monday because you have been insufferable today.
Actually, I was good on Monday.
Okay,
either
way. I was
backing up Buck Showalter. I was with the Met fans.
Sure. But today, Tuesday, you suck. As sucky as you've been in a long time. But I am not to indirectly, you know, to avoid your question, I am intrigued now by lining up the sports foursome and the Twitch suggested foursome. Like, which team in the foursome is your wife? Which one's Mila Kunis?
Ooh.
I feel like Fart Jar Lady probably has to be the...
Well, remember, I'm a team because I'm in the foursome.
I know. That scares me, too, where those answers
going. Fart the Jar Lady's probably the Nets. You know, there's a lot...
crazy.
Yeah,
might work out, might not.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Could totally see it happening. Like,
yes.
There's a chance I could get with the Fart in a Jar Lady.
Yeah.
I'm probably...
I'd even argue that Fart in the Jar Lady was probably the easiest to sell on this foursome.
Probably. I mean, she's farting in a jar for money.
Right.
You know, I'm her ass.
Yeah.
So, I'm probably the Rangers because I know I could be in the foursome, and the Rangers are the actual team that has real aspirations.
But you also call them the best team of the group on the air Tuesday, so that means you're the best of the four? You're better than Mila Kunis?
Well, Mila Kunis is pie in the sky, so that might be the Giants at 3-1.
Okay.
4-1.
All right.
So which would leave my wife as
the Yankees. The legendary franchise.
You know what? And that sums up my wife great. Great ride. Always lets me down. A lot of championships in my past.
Hold for divorce lawyers calling?
I'm just kidding. But then again, now that I think about that, might be the best way to associate the...
There it is again. It's twice.
And the Yankees, the most stable, always
stable,
there.
Yes.
Loyal.
Right.
Just, you know, in the end, a
no
lot of...
No facial hair rules,
yeah,
for both, yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of unhappy October memories, mm-hmm, which I could tell you from pumpkin picking. Maybe there is a lot more associated there. All right. So when we last left on Side B of the PGP last week, you really left DA... I'm just going to be honest with you. We talked about this on Side A. Wondering, were you very tongue-in-cheek? He thought you were more tongue-in-cheek. I said you were very serious about, A, the future of one Captain Jack Stern, and B, you're like tutelage of him.
Okay, so Jack absolutely reached out to me.
Oh!
No.
Oh.
Originally, okay, to ask me, hey, can you listen to this? What should I know ahead of my, if I want to get a shift on the air? And in fact, Carlos, our good friend with a K, has done the same thing more recently.
Right, Carlos
so again,
with
people,
a K.
People throw updates at me for feedback, which I appreciate. So Jack did open that door a while ago. I do believe that Jack can do this, will one day do the job well, but Jack's a baby in all of this. So I was also probably 70-30 serious in I'll talk to Jack about what we've made fun of him for the last week and a half on the show. Because, again, he opened the door himself to ask for my opinion on the way he's
sure
going to do things. But I haven't yet because, like, other things happened and it took distracted me from doing it. But I do still plan on asking Jack if he wants any kind of feedback from me, having gone through some updates courtesy of the show.
So you have not reached out?
I have not reached out to Jack.
Okay. That was DA's prediction that you had not.
I have not, but I will.
What is the reason you haven't? Because isn't this getting a little old? We're a week old now from the stuff you're going to reach out to him about.
But it's not even like top 15 important things in my life.
Oh, so
like,
Jack's not important to you.
He's not more important than like my actual work that had to get done.
Okay.
And then I spent my weekend at 14 different baseball fields between the Mets and my kid playing in a travel baseball tournament.
That's not all.
And now it's Tuesday.
I get busy lives.
Yeah.
I get it.
Jack's not top of the list.
Okay, so my question is, though, is there a point in time where it becomes too late?
Yeah, I think I got to do it by the end of this week.
All right.
Or the window closes. Or the next time there's a Jack issue on the air that is brought to our attention, then the door's open again for me to reach in.
You did say that you thought he might reach out to you based on hearing certain stuff. Do you think he just didn't hear it or is still unaware of the Ark Manning
stuff? No, my guess, somebody had to tell him that he was a target on the air and on the podcast. Maybe he hasn't heard all of it, but he's definitely been given the cliff notes on what's been going on. I can't imagine he hasn't been.
Very interesting. Now, you were at Citi Field. DA had to take his father one game, his brother one game. This is why we didn't see you Friday and Monday. You're doing some extra work there. You mentioned the long anaconda you saw at the urinal as well.
Yeah.
Would you say that was the most exciting part of your weekend at Citi Field, was seeing the man's
No, I wouldn't go that far. Justin in Albany was at Citi Field, one of our listeners.
He came up to you?
He came up to me, and DA didn't. You know, that should have been my trash today.
Oh, good point. You're doing a pregame show outside Citi Field, and DA can't stop by, say hello?
Friday and Sunday. Or not even, hey, me and my dad are here, come by during the game, or let's go have a beer. So, you know, maybe I shouldn't have had a beer where I was working, but let's meet up. Crickets.
Wow.
Silence. Interesting. That just crossed my mind.
Yeah, he should have came by, said hello.
We were done like an hour plus before first pitch.
Right.
So he might not have been on the ground yet, which is fine.
I could see DA running in 10 minutes before first pitch.
But where's the, hey, come say hi to Papa Mendo?
Now, you know what? I'm going to flip this around. This is not a July game versus the Reds. You get to your seat in the playoffs. There's no roaming around. We're ready to go.
I would have come to them. I would have come and said hello. Brought them popcorn from the press box, maybe some game notes.
You
I'm
can't
that kind
do
of
that.
Guy.
That's a Schwartz move. That's illegal.
No, the Schwartz move is to have tickets, bring your pass with you, take your pass out, go into the press room, get the snacks, bring them back to your family.
Huh.
If I'm working, I can bring a box of free Mets press box popcorn to you.
I don't think that's how it works.
What, you work for the Mets now?
I just think that's very Schwartzy. I wouldn't like that. If I found out you were giving DA free popcorn, I don't think that's right.
It's right. I wouldn't want DA to bring his credential and leave his dad the seat, come inside and get some free root beer and popcorn, go back to their seats and eat.
Oh, root beer too.
But if I'm in there and somebody's in the building that I know, I'll bring them a little treat.
Now, you mentioned you were using the bathroom, the press box. Does that mean this anaconda was from a press member?
It had to be a press member or like a Mets or a Padres staff member.
So you didn't spot a face?
No, because despite what you guys continue to push on the show, I did not turn my head to the left to look at him, and I certainly was never going to do it after having his things
slapped
next
to me.
So
you mean to tell me, once you see a baby's arm hanging out of somebody's pants, you don't glance up at their face and try to...
No.
Even quickly?
In extra, you don't look. And he was already at the wall, and then he left before. And I don't even know how fast, if at all, he had washed his hands after all that, because
whoa,
he was out of the room by the time I finished.
Well, that thing could be like a Swiss Army knife. It could have Purell shooting out. Who knows?
Turned around, He was already gone.
Huh. So you weren't left to wonder the rest of the night in the press box? Was that him? Was that him?
No, I didn't. It was like shell shock. I didn't even want to think about it anymore.
Oh, I would have been hunting them out.
No. Oh, he had white pants on. I remember that. That's the one clue I could have had if I tried.
And you didn't look for anybody in white pants. It's after Labor Day.
Well, there's even that, the fashion faux pas plus the unnecessary shaking.
Well, I think if you're wearing white pants and you're one of Cap's tripods, I think that you're looking for definition.
Well, I don't know if they were tight white pants, but they were white pants.
Interesting.
Yeah.
White pants. You got to look if there's white pants. I would be scouring that whole press box. Nothing would have been more important to me.
Yeah, no, I did not. What do we do? Do I congratulate him? Do I say, dude, that was gross?
Get to know him. Can I get you anything? Yeah, get to know him. Get a feel for the personality.
Nah, no thanks.
See if he's got that BDE.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. Well, with that note, Bogus, you can follow you on Twitter.
Great having me. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, it's @AndrewBogus.
All right, you can check me out @MrazCBS. Everybody, enjoy the beginning of the MLB postseason. Have a great day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.